Good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday, the 4th of January, 2022, Tuesday morning. You know, there are many people that, maybe not many, but quite a few people in the United States that are third generation wealth. Their families and their family's family have been very wealthy people. And some people have never had to work a day in their life. They wouldn't know what it meant to go out and physically put in an 8-hour work day. And have you ever met some of those people? They're very interesting. They are really clueless about the realities that we live in. The concerns over paying our bills and how we're going to make ends meet. These third generation wealth people, they're thinking about their bridge clubs and playing cricket and polo and where they're going to be traveling to. And the fashions and the clothes they wear and their social network of people like them that don't have to work and that have been born into this social status. Well, I'm here to proclaim that I don't have a physical inheritance down here on earth. My dad didn't leave me anything. He didn't leave me anything in his will when he died. My wife's parents, I'm sure, are not going to leave her anything because they don't really have anything when they die. But I do have good news, and that is that we do have an inheritance reserved in heaven for us, who are kept by the power of God, ready to be revealed in the last time. An inheritance undefiled, reserved in heaven for you, if you're one of God's people. So I do have an inheritance, and I am the most wealthy person that you would ever meet, because I have been blood bought, and I have been, in fact, I have a mansion. I have a mansion. I haven't seen it yet, but the Bible is very clear, proclaims for his people that he has built them a mansion. He said, if I go away, I prepare a place for you and come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions. Well, so if you're discouraged because you don't have an inheritance, or you weren't put in the will, or your inheritance has been stolen from you, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. You know, let us remember that we have an inheritance in heaven. And we have been given all things in Christ, you know. You're not as yet come to the rest and inheritance which the Lord your God giveth you. This is not your rest. There remaineth therefore rest to the people of God within the veil, whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, you know, we are soon going to be facing death. We are soon going to be facing death. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, but now, once in the end of the world, hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Can we say when we come to death, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness? Well, when you get discouraged, friend, if you're one of God's people, you know, look at your eternal inheritance. Look at what you have before you, and then you can rest in the fact that things are not always going to be as they are now. You may not have been born into third generation wealth, but you have been born into eternal wealth if you're one of God's. Eternal vital union with Christ, who chose us in him from the foundation of the world, and are kept by the power of God, ready to be revealed in the last time. And in her inheritance, undefiled, reserved in heaven for you. So take courage, my friend. Realize that this time on earth is just very temporary. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.